Brightback and Quickbill shot into the air like startled flies. Cornflower, Ambrose and Winifred hurriedly rolled up the tapestry while Formole and his crew stood whirling slings. Mangus spotted them.
The Earthcrawlers are over there, Iron Beak!
The Raven General sprang forward, followed by his rooks. Unwittingly, they exposed their backs to the stairs. A hail of arrows and slingstones from the barricade behind them caught the birds unawares. Iron Beak dodged out of the line of fire, his eyes smarting from a pebble stone.
After them! This way, you wormheads! Away from the stairs!
They were halfway across Great Hall when the main door slammed and the tapestry rescue party were gone. The fuming Iron Beak laid about with his hard yellow beak.
Useless, stupid blunderers! Worthless, clumping idiots! Where are those chicken-hearted magpies? Quick, Bill! Take those blockhead brothers of yours outside and see where the earth crawlers have got to.
The abbot smiled with pleasure and relief as the long roll of tapestry was fed out of the hall by the moles.
You acted courageously, my friends. Martin is certainly back among us.
Cornflower turned to Formole.
Is there a tunnel through to my gatehouse cottage?
Formole tugged his snout.
Aye, missus. I dug it myself.
Splendid. Sister May, would you come with me tonight? We may as well make use of the tunnels. I have an idea. It may not defeat Iron Beak, but it will certainly give him and those birds something to think about.
Baby Rollo rolled himself in the tapestry and giggled as Gaffer Mole tickled him. John Churchmouse looked severely over the top of his glasses.
Come out of there this instant, Rollo. What would Martin think?
Mrs. Churchmouse chuckled.
He'd probably think it quite nice to have some company after hanging alone on the wall all that time.
General Ironbeak was in a fine fit of rage as he stalked up and down the sick bay in the infirmary. Mangus and the three magpie brothers stood stock still, waiting for his wrath to unleash itself upon them. They had failed to find any trace of the exits and entrances to the cunningly dug mole tunnels.
You slug-brained dolts! Do you mean to tell me that you could not find a few creatures carrying the big cloth?
Quickbill looked down at his claws.
We searched. We looked everywhere, Iron Beak. There was not a sign of any creature.
Not a sign? You speak foolishness. They are earth crawlers, not birds. They could not fly off into the blue. Where did they go?
The big striped dog charged us, General. We could not fight it. By the time you sent us outside, we could not find any trace of them. We did not expect them to come through the doorway like that. You were supposed to have them penned up in that place by the stairs.
Iron Beak moved like lightning. He pulled Quickbill up against the wall and felled him with a sharp blow from his heavy beak.
Don't tell me what I was supposed to be doing. You forget yourself, magpie. I am the leader. Mangus, do your visions see anything? Does your mind's eye tell you where the earth crawlers went?
The crow shifted nervously.
My visions are still clouded, Lord.
The raven eyed him scornfully.
Not the mouse warrior again.
Iron Beak, I see what I see. The mouse wearing armor blocks my visions and hovers in my thoughts. I cannot explain it.
Is this the Mangus who served me in the Northlands? I think this redstone house is making you like an old thrush. The mouse is only a picture upon a piece of cloth. We've seen this. We know it is true. I have not seen a mouse in armor striding around here, nor have you. Yet you stand there, dithering and flapping. Lord, my visions are clouded. A mouse wearing armor hovers in my thoughts. Katar! Get out of my sight. I will do my own thinking. You have failed me, Mangus.
As Mangus turned to go, there was a scratching and chirping in the doorway. Ironbeak leapt forward.
Sparrows, get them!
The five sparrows who had been listening at the door flew off. Iron Beak and Mangus were in hot pursuit of them as they rounded the stairwell and flew down towards Great Hall.
Sparrows, get them!
Mangus echoed his leader's cry to the patrols in the galleries. The sparrows fluttered and veered, not certain of where to go next. One of them was taken by the beaks and claws of three rooks. It stood no chance.
Sparrow, sparrow! Down here.
The voice of Constance boomed up from Cavern Hall.